The past, present, and future of education. The questions asked were, what is my school doing to help prepare me for my future? What's working? What could be done differently? How is education adapting to our changing world? And what do I want for my education that doesn't already exist? To answer these questions, I will share my own story of my own education. Educationally, my school is great. They offer a numerous amount of courses in a variety of types. They also have counselors that are there to help and guide you through whatever you may be going through, academically speaking, of course. The teachers are kind and are willing to work with you no matter the case, but only for academics. However, when it comes to the student itself and their story or what they may be going through, that is a whole other ballpark. You see, my school helps us academically, but when it comes to personal growth or personal help, they are falling short. Do I believe academics are important? Yes. Do I also believe that there are more to a human being than what they know academically? The answer to that is also yes. So what is exactly working? I would say that academically we are working quite well due to the kind teachers, wonderful counselors, and both of which want to and are willing to help, but as well as the variety of courses offered. They do require the basic classes at my school, but they also offer you to pick and choose what you like for other classes, allowing you to be more free with your choices and experiment or dabble in a lot of different things. I definitely think this works because it allows the student to not only experiment, but also allows the student to be their own person and be who they want to be or grow into someone that they want to be. So now you must be wondering, how or what can we do to improve? And my answer to that is, one, allowing a mental away space or break for the students in between the day. Because we are constantly going from one class to another, after another, and having to focus that long is very hard. So when you take multiple classes simultaneously without a break, your brain is bound to become fatigued. I think the breaks can help with the mental aspect of things, but I do believe that we should be taught skills to deal with mental health and or some sort of character building skills. My school used to practice this to an extent. They used to do something called character strong activities. Now they don't do them anymore for whatever reason, but said activities allowed us to build personal character. So I believe with the breaks of bringing back the character strong activities would be a great asset. Another great question that was asked was, how is the school adapting to the changing world? And to be real honest, I don't think my school is the most willing to accept change. For example, most teachers and students were coming out and wanted support for the LGBTQ+ community. However, my school is stuck in the old ways of old times, where it is not supported nor accepted. I believe my school is stuck in the old ways of the world and isn't the most forthcoming to a brighter and more accepting future. Technology-wise, I think our school is doing fantastic. The school has multiple social media accounts and an online newspaper and use the most up-to-date technology for education. So I believe in some parts we are adapting quite well, but in other areas we definitely need some work. And lastly, what do I want that doesn't already exist in my education? I kind of touched on this already before, but I will restate it again. And my answer to that would be that is allowing a mental away space or break for students in between the day, because we are constantly going from one class to another after another. So I believe with the breaks and bringing back the character strong activities would be a great asset.